here's a story from The World.
That's a remake of the song Biko, Peter Gabriel's 1980 protest song written as a tribute to Steve Biko, the South African anti-apartheid activist who was murdered in police custody in 1977. Biko was the author and founder of the Black Consciousness Movement.
We believe that in our country there shall be no minority, there shall be no majority, there shall just be people.
In 1977, Biko was on his way home from Cape Town with his friend Peter Jones. They were both arrested under the Terrorism Act. While detained, Biko sustained a massive brain hemorrhage. Police claimed he was on a hunger strike. When his friend Peter Jones, who was also detained, heard of Biko's death, he was devastated. Here he is on the 40th anniversary of Biko's death.
And I just sat there with what I can only describe as a huge hole in my soul.
It was 20 years later that the police admitted that they had killed Steve Biko. He became a symbol of black resistance. Peter Gabriel remade Biko with help from 25 musicians from around the globe, including Angélique Kidjo and Yo-Yo Ma. It was recorded virtually as part of Playing for Change's Song Around the World initiative and to raise money for organizations working on social justice issues. Gabriel wanted to remake his tribute song to continue raising awareness about racism around the world. He said, quote, "Although the white minority government has gone in South Africa, the racism around the world that apartheid represented has not." You can watch a video of Peter Gabriel's remake of Biko at our Twitter. We're at The World. You can blow out a candle, but you can't blow out a fire. Once the flames begin to catch, the wind will blow it higher. Sure, you are used to listening to The World, but how about reading The World and the stories we're following along with your morning coffee? Sign up for our morning newsletter, Top of the World, on our website, theworld.org/newsletters. We'll be right back. You're listening to The World.